Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, Apex Blues by Cecile Picou chronicles the extraordinary lives and musical legacies of two generation-spanning jazz clarinet virtuosos, Jimmy Noone Sr. and his son, Jimmy Noone Jr. Now, Jimmy Noone Sr. rose to fame in the 1990s New Orleans French Quarter jazz scene, forging his iconic Sweet Lorraine style during the dawn of the genre. Later, his son Jimmy initially made waves as a San Diego local musician. Before feeling called to follow in his father's footsteps, he set out to revive his dad's New Orleans jazz sound and mentorship. In his final days, he completes his quest to honor jazz history by propelling his father's sound into the future. Apex Blues captures the two clarinet greats, shepherding jazz from regional obscurity into the acclaimed American art form. Cecile was born in San Diego, California, worked in the banking industry, and as a journalist, she placed as a second rounder for the Austin Film Festival, won as a quarterfinalist for a screenplay entitled The Jazz Age. Also, several awards for a screenplay for Apex Blues. She is the author of Apex Blues, a biography of Jimmy Noone Sr. and his son, Jimmy Noone Jr., and Cecile Picou is our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
What an interesting book that you put together, and I'm really anxious to talk about these two jazz legends and the early days of jazz. And we'll start with the inspiration for you. Where did this idea come from for you to write this book, Apex Blues?
Well, I had been knowing Jimmy all my life since we were kids, the junior. And we ended up being boyfriend and girlfriend after we came back to San Diego, and all Jimmy could talk about was his father. And he suggested that maybe since I was taking a writing class that I might want to write a book about him. And so what happened was I started doing research, and I found out that his father was quite famous. And we finally decided to go to New Orleans and do some research on his father. Because when he was a kid, his father died when he was quite young. I think he was about five or six maybe. And a lot of the history he just didn't know about. But when we went to New Orleans two different times and did some research, we found out that his father was quite famous.
Did he have any idea how famous his father was until he started this journey with you? Did he know?
Oh,
I mean, his dad was a legend.
No, he knew his father was famous. He knew that from the very beginning. And when just before his father died, he had started learning how to play the clarinet. And after his father passed away from a heart attack, he went to live with various musicians as his family couldn't afford to live on their own. And various musicians started teaching him how to play music. And so he knew how famous he was, yeah.
It's,
he knew his father was famous.
It's a remarkable story. Our guest on the program is the author Cecile Picou. That's C-E-C-I-L-E, and Picou is P-I-C-O-U. Book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to the Amazon site and get information. Order the book there as well. The title, Apex Blues, a biography of Jimmy Noone Sr. and his son Jimmy Noone Jr. The book, again, available wherever books are sold. Let's talk about Jimmy Sr. now. How he rose to fame in the 1910s in the New Orleans French Quarter. Talk a little bit about that, the background, and his foundation as a legendary jazz performer.
Well, when Jimmy Noone Sr. Was born, they found out that he had a mild heart problem. And so his father educated him in music because he wasn't allowed to play a lot of sports. And he started playing in Storyville in New Orleans, which was a red district. And playing in Storyville, he learned how to play New Orleans jazz. And at that time, when he was playing music at Storyville, he was paid about $1.50 to $2.50 an hour for a gig, or $4 a week, and that was considered good pay at that time because a steak cost about 10 cents and a loaf of bread was 5 cents. So, recording in Storyville is where he first learned jazz music. But then when Storyville closed, he moved to Chicago. And when he moved to Chicago, he had more opportunity to play music. And he played at quite a few different areas in Chicago and became quite famous. Yes. So in the south side of Chicago, he started playing with the original Creole Jazz Orchestra with Freddie Kippert and Joe King Oliver at the Royal Gardens. And so when he migrated to Chicago, he also met Freddie Kippert, Louis Armstrong, Jelly Roll Martin, and they brought the New Orleans style of music to Chicago. Once jazz got really popular, most of the white people started calling it Chicago jazz style, but the Creoles from New Orleans was calling it just plain jazz. And so it really hit off at that time.
It's amazing the story, and you talk about Jimmy going to New Orleans with his mother and being exposed to this new music that everyone was calling jazz and seeing the brass bands go by. It really captured his attention, didn't it?
Oh, yes. He loved the jazz bands. And his mother passed away when right around when World War One. Was going on, and so Jimmy went back to New Orleans. He met Alphonse Picou, but he already knew him, but he met him really good, and they played music while he was down there. But when Jimmy Noone was working at the Dreamland bar, there was a lot of gangster activity going on, and so he was really controlled by Al Capone, and they had machine guns and things like that in that nightclub. But the Roaring Twenties took off, and music started changing to the Charleston, the Black Bottom.
Yes.
The foxtrot, the two-step, you know, that type of thing. But he still was playing his New Orleans jazz, and it was still being accepted. But right about that time, when he was working, he worked at the Dreamland, which was quite popular, and Louis Armstrong was working with him, and Oscar and the Tuxedo Bass Brand was also playing with him. So he in Chicago, he was really getting around. He played at the Rural Gardens Cafe and various places like that.
Yes. It's a fantastic.
And that's when he started recording with Columbia Records and Joe King Oliver, the band that they had. But he was able to record quite a few different music styles, but at that time, when a musician recorded in a studio, they were only getting paid $12 to $16 about 1929, and they had no royalties or no additional income after that. So now Noon's music is being played all over the internet, but none of the ancestors from his family have been able to get any royalty payments because the pay was low and it was just a one-time payment. There was no such thing as royalties in them days. Yep,
yes. It's amazing. What a fantastic story that comes to life in Cecile's book, Apex Blues, a biography of Jimmy Noon Sr. and his son, Jimmy Noon Jr. As you were doing the research, you come across this Alphonse Picou. Talk about, is he related? Is that, did you find out a connection there?
Well, I was never able really to find the connection. However, I was raised by my grandfather and grandmother, and they told me that Alphonse had come to visit them at one time, but I was too young to know who he was. But everybody seems to think, even in New Orleans, that I'm related to him. And what's kind of ironic is Alphonse and my grandfather, they almost look like twins. If you could see the picture of my grandfather, you would say, oh, yes, they're related. But history books and various other sources of locating relatives, I haven't been able to find out how I'm related to him. But in New Orleans, they accept the fact that I am.
And you've got that facial recognition factor there. So I would go ahead and claim him. That what a legacy you have just in being part of this musical foundation there. The book is Apex Blues, a biography of Jimmy Noon Sr. and his son Jimmy Noon Jr. The author is Cecile Picou. She is our guest on the program. Cecile Picou, Picou. Link on our website to go directly to her Amazon page and get all the information and order the book there as well. It's fascinating when we learned about these successful musicians back during that time. What was the life like for a jazz musician? And you mentioned low pay before. That really sort of summed up the monetary aspect of this, didn't it?
Oh, yes, it did. Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. And no doubt about it.
Well,
yeah.
How did they survive?
Well, Jimmy Noon Sr. Had income from the music he played. Sometimes some of his gigs, say like at Dreamland, he had to work like 10 to 12 hours just to make a living. And he had a wife and a child, you know. And, well, there's... In the family, there's Jimmy Noon Jr. Jimmy Noon Jr., and he has a sister named Sylvia, and then there was a brother named John. And so he was supporting three kids and a wife. But he passed away at a very early age. I think he was about 55, and he had a massive heart attack. The father, he knew he had a bad heart, but he knew he couldn't do anything about it. In them days, medicine was not advanced like it is now, where you could have heart surgery or some other valve replaced or something. There wasn't no such thing as that. So, Jimmy Noon Jr., accepted the fact that his father had passed away early. And before his father passed away, he was already playing musical instruments. They had started instructing him on how to play the clarinet when he was like 3 and 4 years old. So by the time Junior became an adult, he had already lived with musicians that continued to teach him how to play. So that was his musical background. He never had to have music lessons because nothing but the finest musicians were teaching him.
What a foundation for what he did, was able to do musically. And talk about his evolution, sort of this transformation, what he finds out about his father and his determination to follow in his father's footsteps. What impact did all of this finding about Jimmy Sr. have on Jimmy Jr.?
Well, he, at one time in San Diego, he was playing music part-time while working at the post office. And the thing is, he was mostly playing rhythm and blues and things, that type of music at the nightclubs. But after we both were living together, I encouraged him to go and start playing other types of music because I really like jazz. And so when he started really listening to his father's music, he knew he had to learn how to play the New Orleans-style jazz. That was a little different back in the 1900s. So when he went to New Orleans, he found music from Tulane University that showed him how to play the clarinet like his father did. And with that information, he decided he was going to form a band and popularize New Orleans jazz. And he did. He created a band. He called it the New Orleans Marching Society Band. And they were playing in San Diego and doing quite well. And the public seemed to really enjoy that type of music.
Yeah, and he was able to bring back so much recognition to what his father had accomplished. Tell me about the title of the book, Apex Blues. What's the background of the title?
Well, Apex Blues comes from the Apex Club in Chicago where Jimmy Noone Sr. was playing at. And he had this song that he played every night when he opened up his music, and it became such a hit that he finally recorded Apex Blues. And it's a tune that every musician, even nowadays, that plays the clarinet wants to listen to, because he was able to play in a high and low register that is not being done that much nowadays. So that song is really the song that really made him an outstanding jazz clarinetist.
Let's talk a second just here at the end of the conversation about jazz. Is it getting its rightful place as an American art form, do you think?
Yes. Jazz is something that was created back starting like about 1910, and people still appreciate jazz. Of course, right now there's other forms of music, and some people, you know, enjoy different forms, but there's a certain type of person that will listen to jazz and enjoy it and enjoy the musicians. So it's still very popular.
And you will enjoy reading this book, the background on two people very instrumental in the success of jazz, especially in the early days with Jimmy Sr. The book is Apex Blues, a biography of Jimmy Noone Sr. and his son Jimmy Noone Jr. The author is Cecile Picoux. She's our guest on the program. You've also written another book, and this is a book that really delves into a very important topic. Talk about the other book that you've written.
Well, the first book I wrote is called Police Second Life, and I wrote that in 2023, last year, through Amazon Kindle, and I wrote about Tessie Diamond that was married to Dennis Diamond. She was a black mother of two children, and her husband, who was an excessive alcoholic, and what happened is, one night he got extremely drunk. He broke a beer bottle and cut her very brutally, and she died. And before she died, she asked God to let her live, but she passed away. And years later, she became, I call it a transference, which is something similar you could connect it to being reincarnated.
Oh, yes.
Except for some religions believe reincarnation happens when someone becomes a newborn baby. But in her case, she was a middle-aged lady that was transformed into a different body, and she had a PhD, and she became Tessa Diamond. And when she became Tessa Diamond, she was able to reconnect with her children that were now in college, and she was able to see them grow up. So it's a real quick, easy read, and it was my first book, so I made it really short and to the point.
Well, the book's available. I'm assuming it's still available at Amazon Kindle?
Yes, it is. On Amazon, all you have to do is type in my full name, Cecile Picou, and the book will come up, and it's available.
And if you're spelling that, that's C-E-C-I-L-E. Picou is P-I-C-O-U. And, of course, while you're there, you'll get information, be able to order Apex Blues, a biography of Jimmy Noone Sr. and his son Jimmy Noone Jr., that book available as well. What are you working on now? Do you have another book that you're thinking about publishing?
Well, I'm working on a book. It's called Africana Separate States. And what it is I'm working on the idea that maybe possibly in about, say, 10, 15 years, black people are going to get tired of being discriminated against and not having a place to live in a decent neighborhood. And finally a riot starts, and everyone that's black has decided to move to separate states and create their own type of living, because the riots,
yes,
the police brutality, the lack of a good income all comes into play in about 10 more years. And so that's what I'm working on right now.
That will be interesting, and hopefully we'll have a chance to discuss that as well. I've enjoyed having Cecile on the program talking about Apex Blues, a biography of Jimmy Noone Sr. and his son Jimmy Noone Jr. I'd like to thank King Pages Press, Cecile's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. Of course, the book is available wherever books are sold. We've got a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Cecile, a pleasure having you on the program, telling us the story of these two legends in the jazz music community. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed talking to you and discussing my book.
We've had a pleasure, a great time. Time went by way too quickly. A fascinating conversation with Cecile Picou. That's C-E-C-I-L-E, Picou, P-I-C-O-U. The book's available again at Amazon. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.